Espresso English Podcast, Episode 19, Phrasal Verbs for Romantic Relationships. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Today's lesson is a special one. It's a free sample lesson from my course called Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. A lot of students write to me and ask me about the best way to learn phrasal verbs. Now, I believe that phrasal verbs are the same as any other vocabulary words, but a lot of students find them difficult because they study lists, for example, 10 phrasal verbs with the word get. And when you try to memorize all the differences between get off, get up, get out, get away, get over, it's really difficult to remember the differences between them because the words all seem so similar. So I think the best way to learn phrasal verbs is in context. That's how native speakers learn. For example, if every morning when I was a child, my mother said to me, "Shayna, time to get up." Then I learn from the situation that get up means leave the bed, and I will naturally use it in this way when I speak. Learning phrasal verbs in context helps you remember them better. Of course, it's hard to do that if you don't live in an English-speaking country, so that's why I created the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course. It teaches you phrasal verbs in the context of dialogues, and each lesson also includes exercises to help you put the phrasal verbs into practice. Today's lesson is Lesson 1 of that course. It starts with a dialogue between two people, and then afterwards I'll explain all of the phrasal verbs that you heard in that conversation. If you want to get the rest of the Phrasal Verbs course, it's 30 lessons in total, visit espressoenglish.net and click on Courses, and you'll find the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course. Hope you enjoy the lesson. Read and listen to the dialogue between Emily and Sarah, who are talking about their love lives. "Who was that guy you were talking to at the bar? It looked like he was hitting on you."
"Yeah, we struck up a conversation, and eventually he asked me out. I gave him my number, but I'm not sure if I'll actually go out with him."
"Oh? How come?"
"He's nice, but I just don't feel like we have much chemistry, so I don't want to lead him on."
"Well, don't be too quick to judge. My last boyfriend and I didn't hit it off right away. I only started to fall for him after we went out a few times and I got to know him better. We were together for 3 years."
"So why'd you split up, if you don't mind my asking?"
"Not at all. We just started to drift apart. Different interests, different plans for the future. The breakup was mutual."
"Ah, that's great. My last relationship was a nightmare. I hooked up with the guy at a New Year's party, and we were together for 6 months, but we were constantly fighting and making up. I don't know how I put up with them for so long."
"How'd it end?"
"He cheated on me. I caught him making out with his ex. He begged me for another chance, but I know he was just trying to jerk me around, so I said no."
"Ugh, good for you."
"Thanks. So, how about you? Are you going out with anyone at the moment?"
"Oh, I've gone on a few dates here and there, but nothing serious. To be honest, I'm not really interested in settling down just yet. I'm enjoying the single life too much." Lesson 1. Phrasal Verbs for Romantic Relationships. Let's learn the phrasal verbs from the dialogue. First, Emily says it looked like the guy was hitting on Sarah. To hit on someone is to say or do things that demonstrate romantic or sexual interest in that person. It's usually a combination of comments and gestures, as well as the way you look at the other person. Another way to say this is that the guy was flirting with Sarah. Sarah says the guy asked her out.
To ask someone out is to invite the person to go on a date, a romantic encounter. We often say, asked her out for, and then the activity. For example, he asked her out for lunch. He asked her out for dinner. He asked her out for coffee. He asked her out for drinks. He asked her out for a movie. Sarah then says she's not sure if she likes the guy, and she doesn't want to lead him on. This means to provide false hope or expectation to the other person. So, if she pretended to be romantically interested, even though she really wasn't, this would be leading him on. Emily then says that she and her last boyfriend didn't hit it off right away. This means they didn't have a special connection immediately. If you hit it off with someone, it means you like each other and you have great social connection from the first moment you meet. However, with time, she began to fall for him. The phrasal verb fall for means fall in love with. Sarah then asks why Emily and her last boyfriend split up. This means to separate, to end the romantic relationship. You can say split up or break up, and break up as one word can be used as a noun. Emily says that the breakup was because she and her boyfriend drifted apart. This means they slowly started to go in different directions over time. Sarah's last relationship was a nightmare, which means it was really terrible. It started when she hooked up with someone at a party. The phrasal verb hook up with someone can be used as a slang expression, meaning to have sex with that person, especially someone you just met or someone you only stay with for one night. However, in Sarah's case, she stayed with the boyfriend for 6 months, when they were constantly fighting and making up. Making up means reconciling and restoring peace in the relationship after a fight. It was a difficult relationship, and Sarah says she doesn't know how she put up with him for so long. The phrasal verb put up with someone means to tolerate a difficult, annoying, or unpleasant person. The relationship ended when the boyfriend cheated on Sarah. That means he was kissing or having sex with another woman. Sarah discovered him making out with his ex-girlfriend. Making out with means he was kissing her very passionately. The boyfriend wanted another chance with Sarah. But Sarah knew he was trying to jerk her around. That means to manipulate her or use her for his own advantage. So she broke up with him. She ended the relationship. Sarah asks Emily if Emily is going out with anyone at the moment. The phrasal verb go out with can mean to go out on a date with someone once, or it can mean to be in a relationship for an extended period of time. In this second case, we usually use it in the present continuous. So Sarah is asking if Emily is currently in a relationship. Emily says she isn't in a serious relationship because she's not interested in settling down yet. In this context, settle down means to be in a long-term, stable relationship. For example, getting married, having kids, and living a typical family life. You've now learned 16 phrasal verbs about romantic relationships. But wait, it's time for the most important part, which is to practice what you've learned.
Scroll down to the bottom of this lesson and take the quiz to test how well you remember the phrasal verbs. Then do the writing exercise, where you can practice using the phrasal verbs in your own sentences. If you're already registered for the course, you'll get the next lesson tomorrow. If you're not yet registered, you can click the blue button under the video to join the course and get 29 more lessons on phrasal verbs in conversation. Okay, so that was the first lesson in the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course. And there are 29 more lessons in the course, so if you'd like to get them, sign up for the course. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. Or if you purchase the complete Espresso English program, the Phrasal Verbs course is included. In the complete program, you get all of the courses and all of the ebooks at Espresso English and a 35% discount. If you're interested in that opportunity, visit EspressoEnglish.net and click on Complete Program. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.